Help that's coming later. The good news is, if you have a reasonably clear factor structure, all of the different ways of deciding the number of factors are likely to give about the same result, except maybe statistical, which tends to overfactor. Remember that what the factors are can be very important in deciding how many factors. Consider the different interpretations from the different numbers of factors. We can also look at the correlations between the factors to help with these decisions. Also remember that what factors do can be very important in deciding how many factors there are. If you're going to take these factors and use those as predictors in a multiple regression, you're probably going to keep more factors than if you're using them to build scales. So you just have to pay attention to how you're going to use them and see if there's any useful information about the number of factors in those applications.